Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we can and should get excited about him, like, and Jones both. But I think we also have to realize it's the big leagues. You know, there's things that are going to happen, and, you know, there's going to be starts where they don't have their best stuff and they get roughed up because it is the big leagues. But at the end of the day, I'm glad that both these guys are both in our rotation. And, you know, can we have high expectations? Yes, but we also have to realize that, you know, it's the major leagues, and people are going to make adjustments, and we're going to have to adjust back. We saw Paul do that last night, which I thought was really impressive.
Derek Shelton exclusively on The Fan. That interview does big ratings at noon. People show up in droves to listen to Paul and Joe go toe-to-toe with Derek Shelton. Not kidding. Does great ratings. Streaming numbers go bananas, says our brand manager here. And so there he is on Skeens and throwing Jones in there. Insane stat in baseball history, first seven starts, starting pitchers with over 50 strikeouts, and I think the number is fewer than 10 walks, and or 20 walks, and it was three guys. Paul Skeens, Masahiro Tanaka with the Yankees, who wasn't even a true rookie, had pitched in Japan, and Jared Jones. And that goes back to 1901. So that kind of power pitching, but also the command and the control. The Pirates have two guys that are making baseball history. And Skeens is just, I think, a revelation. He should be in the All-Star game. Give people what they want to see. He's also earned it on merits, the most strikeouts in the league since he was called up. Throws harder than anybody. Last night, though, he showed you he was a pitcher. Only 33 pitches of the almost 90 he threw were 100-mile-per-hour more fastballs. He adjusted because the Reds were sitting dead red. And that's the mark of a true pitcher who can make an adjustment on the fly and execute it properly. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's hear from you, starting with Donald in Waynesburg. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing today?
Is this Donnie football calling?
No, it's not.
Oh. You know Donnie went to Waynesburg?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Do you know Donnie?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm a little bit older than he is.
You don't sound it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You sound like a guy who enjoys a nice ice-cold six-pack from time to time. Is that fair?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Continue.
I tell you what. To me, Paul Skeens is definitely an anomaly in the major leagues right now, but honestly, I got to compare him to two old-timers, and that would be Tom Seaver and Bob Gibson.
Now, you're old enough, Don, to remember those guys?
Oh, yes, I am.
So what does he have in, I mean, you just named two of the greatest pitchers of all time. I mean, if we had a conversation of you need one pitcher to win you one game, their names would come up, and you're already putting Paul Skeens in that kind of rarefied air. What does he have in common with them? Sage Donald in Waynesburg, yeah, who likes to drink beer.
Just the control that he's got. Both those guys had that control. Both of them could bring a heat when they needed to. Plus, they had other pitches to go with it.
Is Donald in Waynesburg saying that Paul Skeens will end up in Cooperstown one day?
Definitely.
Is Donald in Waynesburg saying that Paul Skeens will win a playoff game with the Pirates?
Definitely.
Is Donald in Waynesburg saying that Paul Skeens will win a World Series with the Pirates?
I believe if they keep him, yes, he will.
Woo-hoo! Wow! How about that? You think he started drinking early today, Randy? What do you think?
Maybe some mango mixed in there, right?
Do you like Icy Light Mango?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have to show my support to Donnie. But, yeah, that was a little bit maybe premature with the winning World Series and whatnot.
I like bold takes. I've been accused of making a few in my day. I've said it doesn't go over as well because he's off to a great start. If I was wrong about this prediction, everybody would shove it back in my face. I am genuinely more excited about Skeens than I ever was about Pickett. It just comes out in different ways because I'm a bigger football fan than a baseball fan. So I get more titillated and more over the top with my football opinions. But I really think that we are watching the early stages of one of the great pitchers of all time. But the difference is you get a great quarterback and look at Kansas City or look at New England with Brady. It just about guarantees you Super Bowl appearances. One great starting pitcher does not do that in baseball. How many World Series has Clayton Kershaw won? One. It was a COVID season. How about Max Scherzer? He has one in Washington. Verlander has two. That sound right, Randy?
I believe two? That is correct, yes.
Okay. Here is Troy in Mount Washington. Hello, Troy.
What's up, Pone?
Troy, great to talk to you, man, even though we butt heads on things sometimes. You know, you shouldn't take that personally.
Oh, dude. No, it's radio. I love it. First off, he reminds me of Randy Johnson, and I'm going to tell you why.
The Big Johnson?
More the mystique. Not so much like the arsenal of pitches or how they pitch, but like Johnson had the hair, Skeens got the stats.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like when Randy Johnson was like pitching, you like wanted to watch. Like, it really didn't matter, like, who they were, especially after he blew the bird up. It was like, you just want to, like, see him pitch. And that's, like, what I want to do with Skeens. But I feel like he's one of two things. The best trade candidate we've ever had, which is right down the Pirates line, or someone who can actually change the organization. I'm glad you start off with the clip of the manager, to the point where they're like, okay, we have this guy. Let's go. Let's get rid of this manager. Let's bring someone in that's a grizzled vet, someone that has shown that they're one of the best managers, maybe top 15, top 20 all time, somebody like that. Then
these are both still pretty cynical takes, though. The first one is that they're eyeing him up and thinking like 4 years from now they're going to get the biggest return of prospects ever, and the other thing is they're going to use him, or hopefully he gives them the impetus to dump what you think is a manager who can't manage his way out of a paper bag.
It's like when we went and got AJ and like we kind of put a team together, it's kind of because we believed in not just the team but more of a certain player.
Yes.
And I think now more than ever, we believe in this player more than we believed in that player, and we actually went out and made moves for that person. So, you know, it kind of tells me that somebody like this generational paired with somebody else that's maybe just as generational.
Give me a percentage chance you think the Pirates do the positive thing and they make the moves that put them in position to win with these guys.
65.
What was that number you cut out?
65.
Oh, okay. That's not bad then, Troy. I'd love to get more of your thoughts here at 412-928-9370. I can't get enough of the Skeen stuff. Did you see MLB Network's desk last night? They had just his mustache behind the anchor. It was actually pretty creepy.
You tweeted that out, right?
Yeah, did you like that picture?
It's a little much.
A little off-putting, no?
Yeah, I'm not a big mustache guy. Maybe just because I can't pull it off.
Either can Crowley. Did you see him with a mustache?
There's a lot of people who tried a mustache here that couldn't pull it off.
Callis tried one.
Yes, and then he looked very weird after he shaved it and was clean shaved.
Babyface Callis. Does he go through two disposable razors in one shave? I mean, there's a lot of surface area there. Anyways, yes, Paul Skeens, now 6-1, the Pirates are when he starts. He has not lost a game, like taken the loss on the record as a pro pitcher. He's 4-0 officially. He is right there, fourth in the league in ERA, 2.29. Who does he remind you of? 412-928-9370. The last caller, Troy, talking about how there's still a part of him that thinks negatively, like they're going to use him to get prospects. Please tell me that's not how you're looking at this. 412-928-9370. And can follow me on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Right now, a headline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.